0803.
A colon ECZ to boost the voter verification awareness. Serious road traffic accident injures 12 along Mongo Senenga Road. In African news, the murder decreases in South Africa's Western Cape in third quarter of 2025. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kamala South and near Watchtower in Lusaka have called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to intensify sensitization efforts regarding the ongoing physical voter verification exercise. One concerned resident, Memorim Sonda, told Common Radio News that many people in the area lack information on where to go to verify their voter registration details. Ms. Msonda said she visited the nearest polling station at Kamulanga School, but did not find any officials present. She added that it is important for the ECZ to provide a clear and visible signage indicating where the voter verification exercise is being conducted to avoid confusion among residents.
So are you taking up a phone in a sanga tidy we know so to a paka mlanga, papa mlanga school. So I push a voter's card there, we know the process in a phone. So as Kapadia, a dead water, a tower, Tabara, two recognitions, the Parisa medium, the sort of Mako Kuteko, but this is what I'm going to say, I'm a voter's card, this is the Munanga, we know, daddy, we know.
Twelve people have been injured following a serious road traffic accident that occurred on Tuesday afternoon at Namwata area along Mongo Senanga Road. The accident happened around 13:30 hours and involved a Toyota Land Cruiser, registration number ZP2795B, which was traveling from north to south. Confirming the incident to Common Radio News in a statement, Ray Hamonga, Commissioner to Police for Western Division under the Zambia Police Service, says the vehicle was being driven by Sergeant Waluka Muyambango, 32, of Moyo area in Nalolo District. Mr. Hamonga states that the vehicle was carrying 12 passengers at the time of the accident. Mr. Hamonga further says the vehicle was also transporting three coffins containing the remains of a mother and her two children was earlier drowned on February 28, 2026, and was being taken to Nalolo for burial. In arrest that preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver allegedly lost control of the motor vehicle while attempting to avoid a cow that was crossing the road. He says the vehicle careered off the road and overturned. The commissioner indicates that all 12 occupants sustained various injuries and were rushed to Lewanika General Hospital in Mongu, where they are currently receiving medical attention. Motorists and residents in Lusaka have raised concern over the dilapidated state of the road linking Kamwala and Kafua Road through Shoprite in Misisi Compound. The affected motorists are told Komoreji News that the poor condition of the road has led to damage to their vehicles, making it costly and difficult to use the route. Residents have also lamented that despite repeated promises from the local authority, no meaningful action has been taken to rehabilitate the road. They described the situation as shameful, noting that the road is located close to the central business district of the capital city, yet resembles a neglected rural pathway. The community has since appealed to Lusaka City Council to utilize funds from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to rehabilitate the road and address other pressing challenges affecting residents. The Chitimukulu in Council, locally known as Inchenje, has reaffirmed the appointment of Roderick Walia as Saba Chief Chisanga Ponde of the Bemba speaking people in the Mungwe district. Council spokesperson Davis Jansa says the resolution was arrived at during the meeting held on February 27th this year at the Mwine Luvemba's Palace in Malole. Mr. Jansa has urged the village headmen and the surrounding community to respect the decision of the council, which was also attended by the Mwine Luvemba chief Chitimukulu. He called on the people of Chisanga Ponde to support Mr. Walia in order to develop the area. Mr. Chansa dispelled rumors that were circulated that the Mwine Luemba Chitimukulu would send another person to go to take over from Mr. Walia. He explained that the council resolved that the current sub-chief Chisanga Ponde would continue leading the people. He urged the people to respect the decision of the council and work with the current chief to spur development in the area. Mr. Chansa says the differences which were there between the sub-chief Chisanga Ponde and his uncle sub-chief Mfungo were resolved a long time ago and the duo had reconciled. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitego, Zama.
Fifty kg Kalembula 140. 50 kg Chihuahua 120. 50 kg Ondwe 150. 50 kg Repu 380. 50 kg Chinese 180. 50 kg Rumanda 80 kwacha. 50 kg Impwa 250. 50 kg Delele 150. 50 kg Mundambi 150. 50 kg Didingoma 120. 50 kg Kandolo 400. 50 kg Nshawaza Freshi 400. Bokosi ya Tomato 220. onyoni ya white ponchu 120, onyoni ya red